Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Lear. I am your convention coordinator. In just a minute, I'm going to turn the program over to Mikey and Mary Ann, but I want to go ahead and just give our thanks for all the people that have made this possible. We so appreciate it. ACB Media has worked really hard to make our program do well this week in both the ACB audio room and the ACB media room, which is the room we are in right now. Our host today is Desi Noller. Larry Gassman is moderating and Darcy is streaming. Ryan has the power in this room to make the camera work and make the soundboards work. John Richards has the power in our ACB audio room. He will podcast all of our programs when we are done. So we have a couple of door prizes, but I'm going to go ahead and let Mikey and Mary Ann get started. And when we have a little bit of break, I'm going to go ahead and announce them. So Mikey, go ahead, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for being here and participating, whether it be in person or virtually. First and foremost, with the Florida Council of the Blind and at this specific breakout session for Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision. My name is Mikey Wiseman. I am the current president of the Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision. I want to thank our presenter from Accessible Pharmacy. Has shared their information with us before, but it was so popular that our group requested that this be an actual workshop so that the information can continue to be widely disseminated, as it is so important and appropriate. So I'm not going to take up too much more time apart from handing it over, because Mary Ann?
Yes, Mikey.
So I am going to need some time to do some business, but we're going to
let you. Okay, you'll have time.
Yep, let you roll in first, and then we'll take some questions. So without further ado, Ms. Mary Ann, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. So my name is Mary Ann Grignon, and I am wearing the hat of presenter today with Accessible Pharmacy Services for the Blind. I wear other hats, which I'll get to later. I'll just give you a very quick little bit about myself. I have been blind since birth from Leber's amaurosis. I am the proud mama of two now grown daughters that I kind of largely raised on my own. I have lived in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, and I'm back in Pennsylvania. However, I am still affiliated with Florida Council of the Blind. I have been a legal secretary. I have been a Randall Shepherd vendor. And in 2021, Accessible Pharmacy Services for the Blind presented at the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind convention and indicated that they would be hiring people in Florida. And so I quickly applied for a job and was hired as an outreach specialist and was assigned the Florida territory. And so I've been working to spread the good word to folks in Florida about Accessible Pharmacy Services. I have done lots more than that, though. I have presented for ACB on in a number of community calls and whatnot. So Accessible Pharmacy, I'll just tell you, give you a bit of their history. They were begun in April of 2020 at the height of the pandemic. It was started by Andrew Burstein, who is now our chief executive officer. And he had been working to find accessibility solutions within the pharmacy space in his previous life. And Alex Cohen, who is our chief marketing officer. Alex is blind from retinitis pigmentosa and went through a number of changes in his life, but eventually went back to school and became the foremost leading expert on one of the foremost leading experts on the retail experience for those who are blind or have low vision, most particularly in the the healthcare space. And this is a field in which he eventually obtained his doctorate. We are the largest healthcare organization, which is partially owned by a person who is blind. And we are the only company known to us anywhere of the kind of company that we are. We have 65 employees, many of whom are blind or visually impaired, and we are growing not only in the number of patients that we have, but in the scope of what we do, who we serve, and where we are. So I'm going to start with this statement. All of which puts the accessible, inaccessible pharmacy services is provided to our patients, including our packaging, labeling, support, and the delivery of meds to your front door at no charge to our patients. Let me repeat that. Everything that we provide that meets the accessibility qualification in accessible pharmacy services for the blind is provided to our patients at no charge, no additional charge. So what we carry, most medications, some accessible medical equipment, like talking blood pressure monitors, talking a talking glucometer, talking thermometers or accessible thermometers, because some of them are now worked through apps. All manner of diabetic supplies, including glucose monitoring systems, insulin, and all of that. Some over-the-counter pre-measured liquid medications for infants, like Tylenol, Tummy Med, Cold Med, Cough Med, and their individual doses that are pre-measured. Your pet meds, not flea and tick and those kinds of things, but if your dog or cat requires insulin or some other medication, possibly for seizures, we can provide those in accessible ways, so they're labeled accessibly or packaged accessibly. Vitamin supplements and over-the-counter remedies. We provide a wide range of support to our patients and beyond. So one of the things that I will say about accessible pharmacy services is that, of course, many of our much of what we provide is just for our patients. However, there is a lot of what we provide that benefits the blindness community in general and beyond. So in terms of support, we are the special services under medical for Be My Eyes. So you can reach out to us via video call through Be My Eyes. And you can use us for things, and this is one of those kinds of services that benefits you as a visually impaired person, and you don't have to be a patient. But you can call us, and we'll help you get through a home test, a home COVID test, or a home pregnancy test, things like that. Or if you've received a piece of equipment, either from us or someone else, and you're unsure as to the buttons or how it works, we can help you work through that. We have held many instructive webinars, and these again are open to anyone. You need not be a patient of accessible pharmacy services. We have done webinars in blindness and mental health, blindness and diabetes, blindness and breast cancer. We did a comparison of the most popular glucose monitoring systems. We hold an annual virtual health fair for those who are blind or visually impaired. And that's a really big event. In the last 2 years that we've held the event, we've had about 110, 115 exhibitors, and 2,000 to 3,000 people have attended. And our healthcare expo, healthcare and blindness webinar, we had 1,900 people register, and we had many. I guess it was around 4 or 5 speakers. We provide sensitivity training for all of our customer service representatives. So unlike when you call a pharmacy that has no idea what it means to be blind or visually impaired, we teach our customer service representatives to be sensitive and to understand what you're trying to get at. We act as liaison between you, your doctor, your current pharmacy, and those are some of the ways in which we provide support, again, to those who are blind or visually impaired and are our patients, and those who are not our patients. We provide accessible labeling. Labels can be adhered to your medicines in Braille, grade 1 or grade 2. Large print, black on a white background or white on a black background. Of course, standard print. We can provide labels, audio labels, by using both script talk or way around tags. You probably, most of you probably know what script talk is. It is put out by Envision America. You can access it by using a free app that you download on your phone, or we can send you a free device. And essentially, you hold the bottle, which it has a sticker adhered to it, which has a microchip embedded into it, over the either the top part of your phone or this device, and it will read, in short or long, any information that you could possibly need to know about that medication. In terms of the long script, it will tell you everything, who the doctor is, when to take it, how many milligrams, when it's renewed, all the side effects, everything that you get in that hunk of paper that they staple to your bag as you leave another pharmacy that you can't read is read for you with script talk. And the same concept applies to people who prefer using way around. Those audio labels can be made in about 50 different languages, and our print labels can be printed in about 200 different languages. We are working with the Helen Keller Institute to develop an app for those who have dual sensory loss. So the app would work similarly to what I've already described in our audio apps, but it would add one feature in so much as it would connect to, you could get the information read through your Braille display. So then we have some different packaging-ish options. We can package your meds in disposable monthly or weekly pill packs, pill organizers. We can package your meds in PillPack, which is the same system that Amazon uses. And we have all manner of different kinds of vials. So the standard pill vial, which is, you know, child-proofed and small, or other options that are easier to use for people with some kind of dexterity issues, whether it's arthritis or neuropathy or any of the things that affect our ability to open bottles and jars and such. Again, I'm just going to repeat it again one more time. All of these options, all of the things that I've talked about in terms of accessibility, are provided free of charge at no extra cost to you. So whatever your copay is, whatever your copay is currently for your medications, that doesn't change by the fact that we are providing, we're providing accessible features to getting your medications. So the next thing I want to talk about is a new program that just started last summer. We're less than 10 months into the whole program. It is called Diabetes Prevention Program, our DPP. And it's just one more way in which we support not only the blindness community, but many others. It's an initiative that was begun last summer when myself and one other employee at Accessible Pharmacy were trained by the CDC and were then certified as diabetic lifestyle coaches in, again, a program called Diabetes Prevention Program, Prevent Type 2 Diabetes for All. So in order to be eligible for the program, you have to be pre-diabetic. And if you're a Medicare or Medicare Advantage recipient, then automatically, automatically that as a participant of the program, the fees are paid for. There are many other insurances that pay for the program, but those, if you're interested in becoming a participant, you can email us, and I'll give the email out a little bit later. But it, again, I'll give it out again. It is info@accessiblepharmacy.com, and I'll give that out toward the end of the presentation. So this is a year-long program. We meet virtually over Zoom in the beginning once a week, and that's for the first 16 weeks, then less often, once every 2 weeks for a time, and then once a month to finish the program out. Our job as lifestyle coaches is to provide guidance to participants at high risk for type 2 diabetes into a healthier lifestyle. One in three, in case you didn't know, one in three people are pre-diabetic, putting them at higher risk to get type 2 diabetes. Program cuts their chances of getting type 2 diabetes in half. The program itself has a 71% success rate, which means that 71% of the people who participate meet the program goals, which are to lose 5 to 7% of their total body fat and increase their activity to 150 minutes per week or more. Some factors that contribute to the susceptibility of getting type 2 diabetes are being over the age 45, which really stunned me anyway. If you have a parent who has diabetes, being overweight, and then certain ethnicities are more prone to getting type 2 diabetes. Those who are African American, Native American, Asian American, and those who are Hispanic American. And lastly, people who have a disability because they tend to be more sedentary. Each of the 22 sessions runs for about 30 minutes to an hour, and it really depends on the engagement of your, they call them a cohort. I happen to have a group right now who are extremely engaged in the process, and we never, ever, ever do 30 minutes. And it's not because I talk on, but it's because they really share. And that's really the point. It is run a lot like a support group. And the real point of it is to share ideas, to help people face their challenges and meet their challenges, provide solutions. So it's really, again, it's run a lot like a support group. All the sessions are run through Zoom, and they're all really small groups. So that is our diabetes prevention program. We are working on putting together a shorter program. It is not up and running as yet, but we're hoping by the summer we'll have a program for those who are already diabetic, possibly a 6-week program. We as the diabetic lifestyle coaches will probably run that as well. But it will be a lot shorter. So what else is new with Accessible Pharmacy Services? This is something really exciting. We are growing exponentially. I mean, We're growing. We have more patients all the time. And we have found that we need a larger distribution center. So one of the questions that I get asked all the time is, when is accessible pharmacy going to be in my state? So while most of you here are from Florida, and of course we're already in Florida, I'm sure there are people listening on ACB Media or maybe people visiting your state who are not from Florida. I know we have our good friend Larry right here, who's from California, and I get asked a lot about California, and it has been a bugaboo to get licensed in California. Well, because we are getting larger and because we need to find a bigger distribution center, we're looking at a national distribution center. So it'll be a national pharmacy distribution center, which means we won't have to get licensed. They will be licensed and we will be in your state. So I would say within the next couple of months, maybe less, we'll be everywhere. I have it on some authority that one of the companies we're considering is even in Canada. So, in short, we will be in your state soon. And the other thing this means for everyone is that there'll be better customer service. Customer service will have longer hours, and there'll be more customer service representatives. So this move will benefit everyone. And the last new thing that I want to talk about is we had such a successful mental health and blindness webinar that we have gone ahead and turned that into a blindness and mental health summit. That will be held on June 14th. And I'm just going to really quickly tell you who will be there. It'll be in two parts. There'll be speakers and there'll be exhibitors. And the speakers this time will be the American Council of the Blind Mental Health and Wellness Committee, the Association AER, the Association for and Rehabilitation of Blind and Visually Impaired Individuals, Be My Eyes, Eye to Eye Peer Support Program for Vision Loss. Excuse me. Guide Dogs for the Blind, the Helen Keller Services, Intuitive Counseling and Wellness, Massachusetts Association for the Blind, National Federation for the Blind Human Services Division, Foundation Preventing Blindness, Thriving Blind Academy, World Blind Union, the 988 Crisis Prevention Hotline. And then we will have exhibitors in a virtual exhibit hall. And these are always, all of our webinars are held via the Zoom platform and are all held virtually, only virtually. So again, we'll have our exhibitors, American Association on Health and Disability, the American Council of the Blind, Association for Education, Rehabilitation of Blind and Visually Impaired, AER, Be My Eyes, Blind Shell, Described and Captioned Media, Disability Information and Accessibility Line, DIAL, Eye to Eye, Guide Dogs for the Blind, Helen Keller, Lighthouse and Lighthouse Guild, Massachusetts for the Blind and Visually Impaired, National Federation of the Blind, ORCAM, Prevent Blindness, and the 988 Hotline. And we still have a month. I'm not sure that that'll be the entire list of exhibitors, but that is what we have to date. So, accessible pharmacy services for the blind. And often when I do a presentation, I don't always even say for the blind. While our focus is merging accessibility with pharmaceutical services for people who have low vision or are blind, we do serve so many other people. For instance, my daughter, who has some mental health issues, she uses accessible pharmacy services for the blind. If you live in a household and you live with other people, you might want to think about the fact that you might need to be a caretaker sometime and get all the medications, have all of you using accessible pharmacy services so that all the medications are packaged and labeled in a way that benefits you as a visually impaired person. And I will stop there and offer myself up for questions and leave Mikey with some time to do business.
Do we have anyone on Zoom with a question or with their hand raised?
We have no hands in Zoom.
Thank you so much. Anyone in the room, we don't have a runner. And as we all know, the lighting in this hotel is a struggle. So if you have a question, I think you could just give me an audible and I can get the microphone to you.
And they were good planes.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Miss Marianne.
Hello,
so my
Mr.
question
Paul.
Is, there is a fair amount of competition among among pharmacies that do mail order. Do you know anything about where accessible pharmacy fits in the constellation of prices, kind of low to high? I know that there are large mail or order entities run by insurance companies that claim they have the lowest prices.
I would say we're around the average, Paul. And also, I don't know anybody who uses accessible pharmacy service who has found that their copay has gone up any.
So I have a question, if that's okay, Marianne.
Of course, Mikey. Yeah.
And this may have come up in the last one. I'm sorry if this is a repeat, but
it's okay.
So for example, the other day I had a prescription that was not whatever they want to identify it as, the preferred prescription. One was a cream versus an ointment. I fell the other day, by the way, so I scratched my arm up. And the doctor wanted me to have the ointment and the pharmacy wanted me to have the cream. And there was a significant price difference, but then the pharmacy, I used, just a local drugstore type pharmacy. The pharmacist found me like a coupon or something, and it brought the price down significantly. Do you guys offer that same type of accommodation, if you were, consideration rather?
So I don't know about the coupon, but what I will say is they're very good at working with you in terms of getting you exactly what it is you want. And again, if we're going to switch to this a national pharmaceutical distribution company, I'm pretty confident that the choices will only get better. So if you went to a small pharmacy and what they had was that, I'm quite certain that what we're going to be able to do is get you exactly what it is your doctor prescribes, right? So I've gotcha. My experience and what I've heard from all the many presentations that I've done is that they're very accommodating in terms of getting you what it is you want. I don't take meds, so I don't have direct experience.
Gotcha. We have some questions here.
My name is Alan Williams.
Hello, Alan.
Low vision. Okay, I have a problem reading some of my medicine. How can I get a free script talk?
The script talk you can get from Envision. If that's all you want, you can get script talk just from Envision. If you want, the other thing I want to mention is that you're not locked in with accessible pharmacy services. So you can go to a pharmacy and they'll say, yeah, we use Script Talk, or we have our own little audio system, or we can put Braille on your bottles. It's usually one or the other. With accessible pharmacy services, you can double dip. So if you want Braille on your bottles and you want Script Talk on the bottom of your bottles so that you have more information when you want to have that information, you can do that. Or you can have large print on your packaging and an audio label. So with accessible pharmacy services, you can double dip in terms of how you have your medications labeled. But with you, for your, in answer to your question, if all you want is Envision, I mean, Script Talk, you can just go through Envision America and they'll get that to you. But Alan, I'm sorry, let me clarify. You must find someone who's putting that label on those bottles, which Accessible Pharmacy will do at no extra charge. Not all pharmacies will put that embedded sticker, that sticker that has the chip in it on your medications.
If you could send me a clean email so I can make sure to get you his contact information.
I will absolutely do that. And I will give you my email address and the general email address. I would say please write to me because I don't know how long it takes for the info at Accessible Pharmacy to get answered. I answer people right away. And I also will have no compunction whatsoever about calling Andy and saying, hey, I have this question and I need an answer today.
Thank you. We will get that to you, Alan. Anybody else with a question? Yep, we got one over here.
Hi, this is Sally Benjamin.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. This is probably a really dumb question, but...
No dumb questions.
How big is the large print?
Oh, I don't have that answer. I am so sorry. I will get that to you, though, Sally, I promise. But... I think it can be as large as you need it, is my intuition says.
Okay.
Yeah, but I will get that answer to you through Mikey or somehow. But yeah. My intuition is as big as you need it.
The reason I ask is I have a friend where I live who is 97 years old, but she's got macular degeneration and... It has to be pretty big for her to read it, but...
Well, she may do better with one of the audio options.
Yeah, and I just wondered how big it was if she chose that. I don't know whether she'll do it or not.
Okay, well, I'll get that answer to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm coming around for you. Mr. Goldfield.
Thank you. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Question, hi. Two-part question really quick. Once you process a prescription and it's mailed out, how long does it take for delivery? And generally, who do you guys use for carriers? Is it like the post office or UPS or FedEx?
I believe it is... I'm going to say UPS... but it's a very quick turnaround. Okay, so your medications will be on your doorstep before you need them. My ex-husband, he used Accessible Pharmacy Services, and he would get his medications, I would say, probably a week before he needed them. So let me add a little bit to that. Two things. With a national presence, it's only going to get better than that. So the delivery process is only going to get better because in all likelihood, there's going to be a pharmacy within your state. So that it's not, everything isn't coming from Philadelphia, which is currently what's going on. That's number one. And number two, I lost my train of thought. So number two will have to wait. But it is only going to get better. Oh, I know what it was. So the other thing is, and I'll go through this very quickly, is that if you find yourself in a situation where you have an emergency, you perhaps get sick and you need an antibiotic, because no one's asked this question, but it's probably there. Somebody's thinking it. So what would happen is, you would call Accessible Pharmacy Services because they are your pharmacy and they will take care of you and say to them, I need an antibiotic. And the choices that you have at that point, because it's an emergency, are they can overnight it to you. And then it would be labeled and packaged per your other medications. Or they can contact a pharmacy that's near you that will deliver and get it to you immediately. However, it will then not be labeled or packaged the way that you're used to having it. The only thing I will say about that is that it would be the only medication, it would be the odd one out right? So everything else would feel like this, and that would feel like that. So the same goes for if you get to a hotel and you're like, oh man, I forgot to bring. They can get your medications to you overnight to a hotel, or again, contact a pharmacy that's near the place you're staying and get it handled that way.
Wonderful. Thank you. Do we have anyone from Zoom?
We do not have any hands.
Marianne, as a representative of Accessible Pharmacies, we want to thank you for coming back to us. I know this is the second time in 1 year, but
it's
information that I think we should all be messengers of as well, you know, sharing this. We all have somebody who needs just a little bit of help, and it seems right. Like Accessible Pharmacy has a lot of answers and a lot of programs.
Right.
So Marianne, as you're going to ramp up some of these workshops and stuff like that, please feel free to reach out and come back to us and share the information so that we can continue to collaborate on the good work you guys are doing for the community.
Thank you. And I'll give you my email address. I'll give you, this is my work email. So if anybody wants to write me directly, if they didn't want to ask a question out there in everything land, it's just Mary Ann, which is MaryAnn at accessiblepharmacy.com. So it's Mary Ann at accessiblepharmacy.com.
Thank you so much, Marianne. You have
Thank
a great
you
day.
For having me.
Bye-bye. Folks, we have an abbreviated agenda. we're gonna carry over some of the reports, primarily treasures and stuff like that. It's been a rough month for me personally, and for a lot of other people throughout the organization. So we're just happy to be here. But we do have to conduct some business, and we need to have some elections. Do I have somebody who would like to volunteer to handle the elections? Paul Edwards or Paul Lewis? Who was that? Or was it both of them?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to hold an election. Are folks in Zoom supposed to raise their hands when we vote? Mikey, is that how we're doing it?
Is it just FCCLV members that are voting?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not sure. If you're in Zoom and you're an FCCLV member, when it comes time to vote, if you raise your hand, Desi will keep track and let us know.
So the first election that we're going to do is an election for president. The current incumbent is, I think, Michael Wiseman. So the question is, are there any other nominations for the post of president? I will say it three times. So the second time, are there any other nominations for the post of president? For a third time, are there any other nominations for the post of president? I have not heard any, so I would entertain a motion to have Mr. Wiseman appointed as president by acclamation. Paul Lewis moves. Is there a second? I heard a second from Ms. Lorraine Clement. So there has been a movement and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye in the room. Those opposed? Hearing none. In the room, he is elected by acclamation. We're going to do it a slightly different way in Zoom. Is there objection to Mr. Wiseman being elected by acclamation? If you object, would you raise your hands? Are there any hands in Zoom?
There are no opposed in Zoom.
Very good. So I declare Michael Wiseman to be elected by acclamation. So we come to the office of vice president, and that office is held by Lorraine Clement. So are there any other nominations for the post of vice president? Are there any other Nominees for the office of vice president? Third time and last, are there any other nominations for the office of vice president? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion she be appointed by acclamation. Is there a motion? Thank you. Is there a second? There is a second. Motion and second. So all those in favor of electing Lorraine Clement in the room signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing no opposition in the room, is there objection from Zoom to the election of Lorraine Clement as vice president?
There is no opposition in Zoom.
Thank you very much. So I declare Lorraine Clements to be elected by acclamation. Thank you, everyone. And now we come to the Office of Membership Secretary. And that office is held by? So are there any other nominations for the floor? Thank you. Paul Lewis has been nominated. Are there any other nominations from the floor for the second time? Are there any other nominations for the floor for the third time? Thank you. There is a motion that he be elected by acclamation. Is there a second? There is. Is there all those in favor of electing Paul Lewis by acclamation signify by saying aye in the room. Thank you. Any opposed? Hearing none. Is there objection in Zoom?
There are no objections in Zoom.
Thank you so much. So Mr. Paul Lewis is elected membership secretary. Congratulations, Paul. And the last office is? Any more? Treasurer, very good. And the incumbent? Is Sally. All right. Sally Benjamin is treasurer and is interested in retaining her position. So I'm going to assume she's nominated. Is there any other nomination for the post of treasurer? Going once? Going twice? And for a third time. All those in favor of electing Sally Benjamin by acclamation signify by saying aye in the room. Thank you. Is there opposition in the room? None. Is there opposition in Zoom?
There is none.
Thank you. There is no opposition. I declare Sally Benjamin elected treasurer by acclamation and hand the microphone back to Mr. Wiseman.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. That was record-breaking elections. folks, we're going to wrap up relatively quick here. I just wanted to give you guys a brief update. When we last had elections, we definitely had some different faces elected. Some of those folks are no longer with the organization. Some have moved to a different state. So we kind of held it together with string and paper clips and did the best we could. Over the last couple of months, we've started to develop a semblance of a real affiliate, hosting calls. We've had a couple guest speakers. Marianne was one of them. We had Peter with the Accessible Games. So in the last couple of months, we've started, those calls are getting some good traction. So I would encourage you guys as members and friends of FCCLV, if you have a request or you know somebody who has some good information or anything interesting, share it with us. And you know, we'll put them on the will call list and start giving them some space to have some dialogue with our members and get their information out there. The guy from the Accessible Game, Peter, was a very interesting find. He actually reached out to me, and he lives in Austria, Katie?
Hungary.
Hungary, yeah, Hungary. He was from Hungary. And the game's pretty cool. If you haven't checked it out, we can get you the information for it. It took us a good couple of months, almost a year, to iron out all the kinks. So we had a treasurer. They resigned. That treasurer, we had everything kind of teed up to get our bank account up in order. I'm happy to say that with Sally's help, and where were we that we went together, Sally? We were in Tallahassee, right? Eventually, Sally and I ended up in Tallahassee, and we were able to go together in person with Sheila to the bank and iron everything out. So we actually have a fully functioning bank account for FCCLV. Yay! It took a lot, folks. It took a lot. So that's really, the last year has been kind of putting FCCLV back together. I know some people had asked about dues. Dues are $25. And that was a decision that was made by everybody who participated when we opened it up. So your membership to FCCLV now includes your membership to CCLVI and all of the wonderful programming and calls and Zoom activities and everything else that they are offering. So we have reaffiliated back to the national, and they've been great, really supportive of us understanding our struggles. They've been very understanding. We have our membership list turned into them, so we are above board. What we are going to be doing moving forward is really paying close attention to our membership list, making sure that the email address that you provide us is good. Is that the one you want? Because that's the one we're going to be giving to CCLVI. They're bigger. They have a lot more people. They're able to do a lot more. So I feel like it is a win-win across the board. Does anybody have any specific questions or wishes or gripes or concerns or anything? We are scheduled to have a meeting Monday, which I don't think we decided to have it on Monday. I think our next meeting is going to be in June on Zoom. Is everybody getting the Zoom, everybody who's here that's a member of FCCLV getting the Zoom information for our third Monday of the month meetings? Lorraine, we're gonna need to work something out moving forward to make sure that you're getting the information and how to do it. I don't think our Zoom link changes, so the call-in number shouldn't change. And that those meetings happen the Katie, I'm the third Monday, right?
Third Monday at 7 o'clock.
Third Monday at 7 o'clock. So we will work something out, Lorraine. Just make sure you follow up with me or Katie or somebody to make sure you're getting the information or that you can at least have it stored somewhere. We have made a couple donations just so that everybody's aware. We donated a Bluetooth speaker, an actually really good Bluetooth speaker. I've heard good things about this speaker. I think I'm going to buy myself one. To CCLVI, to their auction, which was very successful. We've made some door prize donations here. We donated to the national auction. We've done quite a bit. So we're definitely making a name for ourselves and demonstrating. I think we're donating. What did we decide to do for national? Okay. So we've done our best to keep everybody, our name in everybody's mouths and stuff like that. And I do want to see some growth. So as we put this convention to bed, and hopefully the national convention is going to, take a lot out of most of us as well. Once that's put to bed, I would like to see some growth. So if you have former members that you're in contact with, let them know that we're re-engaged. We've recalibrated, we've reaffiliated to the national. There's a lot more on the table. There's a lot more resources available. than just us cats that are here in the room. Does anybody on Zoom need to chime in? I'm sorry if I forgot you guys.
We do currently not have any hands raised.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If you get one, just interrupt me, okay?
Okay, thanks.
I would like to see some growth. We were very transparent, Sally and I. So it's no secret that I'm the vice president of the Florida Council of Blind, and Sally is in charge of credentials. She was also our membership chair, but when I tell you folks it's been a rough couple of months, we were definitely struggling as an organization and in our personal lives. We missed our deadline. Sally and I were just very transparent with everybody at Credentials, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander, no exception. So as you know, as you heard, FCCLB will not be voting in tomorrow's elections. You know what? I'm the president. I will take ownership of that. I am sorry that we will not have a voice, but it would not have been fair if we did anything other than just accept the consequences, folks. And I hope you guys can respect that. Anything else? Sally, am I missing anything? It is our goal to vote at the next election, folks. It is our goal, but we are human, okay? We walk, we breathe, we mess up, and life happens. So we apologize. I genuinely apologize to you guys. But I'd rather be honest with you and with the rest of the organization, and not have done anything else other than to accept the consequences. That is the fair thing, right? So I hope you guys can agree with that at least. Lorraine, you want to share anything?
Good evening. Number one, we have to try to get a little bit more members. So we need to get more connection together. So even if it's next year, we could do a little bit more things than what we are doing. But we need more members to do more things. So that's what I plan to work on. I plan to get these two right here, right next to me, sitting next to me right now. Okay. These two right there.
Well, take their money, Lorraine, and get it to Sally. Dues, like we said, are $25. Please send them to Sally. If you need a creative way to get it to us, if it's easier to Zelle or something, we have access to other things. Mr. Lewis, our new membership secretary, do you want to share anything? High hopes, fears?
We all have a lot of high hopes that I've been in FCCLV for a long time, not as long as some others. And when I first joined FCB, I was intrigued by a organization that was dedicated to low vision. And it was when I went to my first convention, it was on my number one priority to become a member of this organization. In the past, it was one of the strongest organizations within the FCB, and we want to work towards bringing that back to that point. It's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of work of all the membership to work together to do that. Thank you.
Very well. Y'all, I think I forgot one position in the election. Secretary. Is Sharon Youngs on Zoom?
Yes, she is.
Honey, I apologize. It is my understanding that Sharon Youngs is intending to run for secretary, and I could not keep this afloat without her, for folks. Do we have any other nominations from the floor? Any other nominations from the floor for the position of secretary? Any other nominations from the floor for position of secretary? Mr. Lewis. P- Paul Lewis moves that Sharon Youngs be elected secretary by acclamation. Do we have a second? Lorraine Clement, thank you so much for the second. Any opposed? All in favor, say aye. In the room, she is definitely elected by acclamation. Do we have any opposition on Zoom?
We do not have any opposition in Zoom.
That does not surprise me because Sharon Youngs is admired by many people. So Sharon, congratulations and thank you. And I am so sorry that I steamrolled over your position. Folks, I have people at the door giving me side eye because I know they got to get in here and we got to get out of here. I want to thank Katie in her corner. I want to thank my Zoom host, my streamers, everybody that has supported this, Marianne and Accessible Pharmacies. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. Anyone else? All right, folks, have a great day. Thank you so much.